And the Acharyas were discussing the difference between Radharani and Chandravali and in terms of intimacy, because Radharani's love, her loving closeness and intimacy with Krishna is called Madhusneha. Then Chandravali is called Gritasneha. So Grita means ghee. So when ghee gets hot and you pour it, it's very thin. When you heat up ghee, it becomes very thin, almost like water. So it's called Gritasneha. Her affection is ghee-like affection. But Radharani's is honey. Honey is very thick, and when you pour honey, it's sometimes it's so thick it very slowly pours out of the jar. It's very thick, and you know it slowly goes. It's very thick, and doesn't get thin. It's very thick. So Radharani is madhu. Madhu means honey. So here is an example of the intimacy, the difference between Radharani and Chandravali. So when Chandravali is dancing with Krishna and Rasalila, all the gopis are there. Maharas dance. And the 10th canto, Paksha, Vipaksha, Suritpaksha, and all the friendly party, anti-party, neutral, like this, Tatasta, Paksha. So they're all there, and they're all dancing with Krishna. But then, when Chandravali is dancing with Krishna, she's very careful when she's dancing. Because they're dancing very frantically, and it's a wild dance. Their hair, they have beanies, and within 10 minutes, their beanies are totally come apart. Flowers all over the place, and their beanies look like a huge peacock fan. And the hair is very, very wavy and very thick. Not like that kind of wavy, like ladies have too funny, kinky hair, and it's too thick, and then they go to put it together, and it's a big, fat, like, broom, you know. It's very fine and very thick, but like wavy, you know, very thin. So when they make a beanie, it becomes very tight. It's not wiry and that kind of bushy. Like. But then it's all so, and Radharani's hair says it goes all the way to her knees. Goes way below her backside, goes to her knees. And they're dancing, and they're spinning, and their dresses are spinning like this, and their hair is spinning. Flowers are flying everywhere, their necklaces break off. It's a completely wild dance. No such thing in Vaikuntha, no such thing in Shivalok, or even in Indralok. Indralok, they do certain dances, the Kinaras and Kinaras and Chanaras and Gandharvas, they dance in particular Vedic-style dances, but nothing, no Rasalila like this. There's no Rasalila even in heaven, only here on earth with Krishna. So when Chandravali is dancing with Krishna, she's always watching Krishna's steps, and her own steps, and she's very careful. I don't want to step on Krishna's feet. He's my beloved. He's my Lord. You know, I have to be very careful. She can't really relax because she's just watching. But then when Radharani, because she has this pranaya, Radha pranaya, this pranaya, she has this pranaya prema. It's just like prana means my life force. So your breath is my breath. If you don't breathe, I don't breathe. If I don't breathe, you don't breathe. So your prana means life, breath. My life force. So if you're alive, I'm alive. So Radharani thinks, I'm you, and your body is my body. My body is your body. There's no difference. So Radharani, she dances with abandon. She dances so amazingly. That's why she's called Gandharva, Gandharvika Radha. Such a marvelous, amazing dancer. And she's not even thinking. She's just dancing. And so many times she bumps Krishna. She steps on his ankle, and she doesn't say, "Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, Prabhu." I mean, this is really Prabhu, because Prabhu means God, not us. But, you know, when she's oh Prabhu, that means okay. You know, Prabhu Kahe. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is called Prabhu in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. Prabhu Kahe. Prabhu said, Lord Chaitanya. So she sometimes steps on his feet, or, you know, kicks him, or maybe even scratches his heel with her toenail. She doesn't care. He says, "Oh, you scratch me, you're too, you know." No, so this is the intimacy of Radharani. She can, you know, do anything with Krishna. He's like, "Oh, nice, you know." But Chandravali.